Hey, hello everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. Happy New Year! Yes, here we are in studio. Finally, we are live. We're going in the second hour of the show, the travel portion of the show. I'm Françoise Rhodes. Great to have you with us today. Joining me in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Good morning. Well, afternoon now, Sean.
I know. Every week, it's like I'm like, good afternoon, good day.
What
good
time day. Is it? Yeah. Because for those, if you've missed it, of course, Traveling with Françoise has been on the air 13 years now. If you missed it, the first hour is a local travel show. It's a local event show. I mean, it's still called Traveling with Françoise, but I talk about things happening in the Coachella Valley, and you know, I might throw a little bit of travel in there, but I've been doing that for 13 years, and just to give you a heads up what's happening, and that starts at 11:05 right here on Money Radio. So you can always join us then. We give some prizes away, and then this hour we shift gears and go into travel. Now, we have missed, Sean, as I said in the first hour, we were not here on New Year's weekend or Christmas weekend.
Yeah, it feels like it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. And in between all that, I've done a lot of running around, went to the Mission Inn. I went to a Tournament of Roses parade. I've been doing a lot. But then I did spend a lot of time at home trying to catch up on things. I did clean one closet.
I spent a lot of time in comfortable clothing.
There we go. Yeah, you were going to put an audio system up or something.
I don't know. With no shoes on.
Yeah. So anyway, here we are, 2017. No New Year's resolutions. I don't do them. And I kind of said I was going to do one on the golf show, try to play more golf, and that's it. I'm not going to do the lose weight or look younger or whatever. I'm not going to do any of those. Forget it. I don't ever stick with them anyway. So what's the point?
Yeah, it gets discouraging.
Yeah,
I figure as long as you just try to do better.
Yeah, I think it's...
You can't lose.
Well, yeah, we set ourselves up for failure right at the beginning of the year. That's no way to start a new year.
It's not. It's not a way to start a new year.
Yeah. So anyway, we're not doing that. But great to have you with us here today, folks. After today, we have live shows coming up, lots of new shows, lots of things coming our way, and of course, Traveling with Françoise television show. New episode out there. Episode 2 is out there going strong. We go to the Pinball Museum. You never seen it? It's amazing. Gigantic. Largest one. It's huge. We also go to the Malky Museum. You've probably never been there, in the Whitewater Preserve. So we have a lot of things coming up with the Traveling with Françoise television show, which is on Thursdays at noon to 12:30, and on Fridays at 5:30 a.m. on Fox 11. So we are all over the place, and the show is just going to expand and expand because I'm working with someone who is in the television industry now as far as knowing how to expand these shows, get them out of the area. And I don't want to just be in California. I want the show to cover wherever it takes me. If it takes me overseas or anywhere, I just want to go anywhere. So I'm really excited about it. But again, it is on Thursdays from noon to 12:30 and Fridays at 5:30 a.m. on Fox 11. Like I say, the new episode is out. So I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, we are into the month of January, and that means Quartzsite is right around the corner. You don't want to miss signing up for our Quartzsite trip. Now, a lot of people have said to me, Sean, really, Françoise? It's so much fun. This is the biggest swap meet. You know, they talk about the Rose Bowl. Well, this... Right. Is the huge 3,000 vendors at this in a 2-month period in Quartzsite. They have RVers from all over the country go there and hang out. They have this huge RV show, but not only, it's not just for RVers. I'm not going for the RVs per
You're
se.
Going for the gems.
I'm going for the gems and the rocks and just the quirky stuff. The biggest belt buckle in the world is there just to hang out. They have a store too. You know all the stuff you see on TV?
Uh-huh.
They have a store that sells all this stuff that you see on TV.
See, I won't do well in those stores because I kind of get sold on that junk. I kind of see it. I'm like, let's give it. Not for like it's going to save my world. You know,
yeah.
But I'm like, I'll give it a shot.
I give it a shot.
How it works.
I tried one of those hoses, the expandable hoses.
I think those look awesome. I've never tried them though.
I love that hose. The only thing is, if you get the expandable hose that's the cloth.
Uh-huh.
First of all, you have to get the one that's a little more expensive that has the plastic sheath on the end that you hook it up to the faucet.
Right.
Because it's a little bit stronger. And you can't let them sit out in the sun. If you let them sit out in the sun will eat them up.
You shouldn't let your regular hose sit in the sun either.
Yeah. So I've had one pop, and when they pop, they like blow up and poof. It scares the heck out of you. But I love the hose because it's so light. It's so easy to use. They're great. So I just cover it up. I have two towels that I put over it. Mm-hmm. I just cover it up.
And, sounds perfect.
Yeah, and it's so anyway. I found that's where I started my expandable hose out there. But that store, you're looking at all this stuff. Go, oh man, you want to take home everything, but it's just really a ton of fun. So if you want to join us on our quartzite trip, January 25th, you need to call ACT Adult Customized Tours to sign up. It is $69 per person. We're going to be leaving in the morning at 8 o'clock. First pickups in Palm Springs. There's a second pickup in Palm Desert. We should be back here in the valley by 6 o'clock. On the way home, we are going to stop at the prehistoric geoglyphs outside of Blythe. We'll be stopping there for about an hour. But it's going to be a quirky, crazy day. And you wear comfortable shoes. I mean, and we have a lot of room on the bus for you to buy a ton of stuff and store it on the bus. But remember, admission is free to all the shows there as well. So your money you spend is going to be basically shopping, eating. They have restaurants there. There are a lot of fast foods. But again, going to be a lot of fun. It's our RV tent show and shopping galore, Quartzsite Adventure, January 25th. I'm hosting it, so join us. Sign up now, 760-322-1247. We're taking a big bus down there. Again, that's called Adult Customized Tours, 760-322-1247. $69 per person. You can't beat that. You don't have to worry about driving. Let's see. Today's show is presented by McDonald's because we're loving it. And yesterday on KESQ, I wasn't there, but I'll be back next week with one last look at Quartzsite, and then we'll pick a winner for the Seacrest Oceanfront Hotel, the overnight stay there. So if you have not signed up for that, now is the time to do it. Go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, and sign up for an overnight stay at the Seacrest in Pismo Beach Oceanfront Hotel. And like I say, we'll be drawing that winner next Saturday on KESQ. Now, Desert Adventures Jeep, Red Jeep Tours, you definitely want to take one. I'm going to be taking one so I can tell you about it, but this is a great thing to send your house guests on. You know, season's here, looking for something to do. You can go to the tram, then go to the Living Desert. Yep. But they want to see the Andreas Fault is a huge tour. So many people want to go look at the Earthquake Fault. I want to go see that. They do a great job at Desert Adventures, Red Jeep Tours and Events. I was there before Christmas. They actually booked some rides on tours on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And they booked some on New Year's. People are in town.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good time for something like that.
Either. Yeah. They do all sorts of great tours. Payton Canyon, Indian Canyon Jeep and Hiking Tour, San Andreas Fault, Joshua Tree National Park. They have a van that goes out there. Give them a call at 760-324-5337. But all their information is on the Traveling with Francoise website. Like I say, I need to get together with Bob. You know, the holidays really put everyone on hold. But I need to get together with Bob and actually put a trip together for us all that we can have so many people sign up. And we'll take a Jeep tour, a Jeep adventure. I've never been on one.
I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah. And see, and their guides are excellent guides. And we'll find out about the earthquake faults and all that sort of stuff. He said they've never had an earthquake when they've been on one of those tours. Would that be awesome?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, not if you're in this little tight little
go either way.
Canyon. Yeah. And all of a sudden the ground starts moving. That might be a little freaky. But if you're in a big wide open space and the earth moves now, that might be interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if you were able to see actually some of the movement in those plates. Anyway, we'll see. And if you want to go whale watching, which has been on the list, I have that bucket list somewhere. The top 10 things on a bucket list that people want to do is whale watching. Well, you certainly want to use Dana Wharf Whale Watching in beautiful Dana Point. We took a whole busload of people out there. They had a great time. And they have that marine mammal guarantee. If you don't see any whales, they give you a voucher to come back for free. But right now, the whales are migrating down to Mexico. In fact, I posted a picture, a video that Donna sent me and had over 1,000 views or something of the whales out there just migrating down. Really beautiful. So they're out there. They are out there. So again, Dana Wharf Whale Watching. Go to their website, danawharf.com. And that information is on Traveling with Francoise. I was looking through some of my travel. I get a ton of travel magazines, and I'm always looking through them, and I'm imagining I'm going to all these places, and I've been to a lot of them, but there's so many I have not been to. But this came across my eye, and I thought, I didn't really even know what this means. Do you know what the AAA diamond means?
I do not.
Did you know that they actually have ratings of one diamond, two diamond, three diamond, four diamond, goes up to five diamonds.
That I actually didn't know, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember hearing five diamond, but then why is it called the three diamonds, AAA? You know, why is it three diamonds mean? I don't know. Anyway, so I found this that tells us exactly what it means from AAA. It is their way of course, establishing ratings for different properties. And they've been doing this for a long time, but I wanted to find out what it actually means. So I'm going to tell you now what these different diamonds mean. So, okay, if you go to a hotel that has a one diamond rating, that means it is budget-oriented, offering basic comfort and hospitality.
Okay.
Two diamonds means affordable with modestly enhanced facilities, decor, and amenities. Three diamonds, distinguished, multifaceted, with enhanced physical attributes, amenities, and guest comforts. So three diamonds were kind of getting up there, probably a little more pricey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Four diamonds, refined, stylish, with upscale physical attributes, extensive amenities, and a high degree of hospitality, service, and attention to detail. So
you're spending some money.
Yeah, we're spending. Now we're really spending some bucks if we get to the five diamond. Ultimate luxury, sophistication, and comfort with extraordinary physical attributes, meticulous personalized service, extensive amenities, and impeccable standard of excellence.
And so what would be a five diamond example?
I would probably say Pelican Hill in Newport Beach would probably be a five diamond. They have beautiful villas. I mean, their rooms are not even rooms.
Really?
They're villas. They're incredible. I would say Pelican Hill, Ritz-Carlton. A lot of time gets up there in that four or five diamond, depending on where they are.
Right.
So I would say, though, three diamond's pretty awesome. If you can get right there in the middle in a three diamond.
I say, well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an achievable goal.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to stay in a pretty nice place. But they have provides the only ratings based on-site professional evaluations guided by member priorities through the AAA. So AAA, they do a good job. They always give you out so much information. So now we all know that there are more than one diamonds to achieve at a lodging. So you can go from one to five. But I guess even if they get a one, they're still rating, you know, they still have a good rating with AAA.
Yeah, I would say so.
So if they have no
it's
diamonds.
Still a diamond.
Yeah, no diamonds, you might want to stay somewhere else. Yeah. All right. I think on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, I have a lot of travel news. This portion of the show, we are doing this in the travel portion of the show. We are doing something a little bit different. I'll explain that to you in the next segment. But we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Happy 2017. Great to have you with us today. I'm Francoise Rhodes, and joining me in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Yeah, 2017. We are at it. We are going strong. A lot of new adventures this year. This segment is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. For one-on-one appointments with low vision consultants who can assist in all sorts of programs and adaptive products, give them a call at 760-321-1111 or stop by the Braille Institute on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage. They do an incredible job over there. All right, changes to the fastest road to Vegas. Well, I love this route. This is the road that you take that goes through the Mojave National Preserve. It's shorter than Interstate 15 out of San Bernardino. I love going that way because you're kind of out there in the middle of nowhere, and you do have cell service all the way except for one spot. But people weren't going that way because of the potholes. There were some potholes. Yeah, there were some areas, but they have had a $7.7 million project that fixed all those potholes.
Wow.
Yeah, so that road to Vegas, you're going to go out, and it's the area of Kelso, SEMA, and Morningstar Mine Roads. Follow it through. Go all the way through the preserve. Really, it's beautiful out there. It's just completely different. It's so quiet. Then you end up down there on, what is it, Morningstar Mine Road? I think that's the one it is. Anyway, there's a sign that takes you to the freeway. You don't want to get on the 40 and go to the freeway. You want to go through the Mojave National Preserve. You want to keep right on going. But then when you get out there, there's a sign that will point you to the I-15, and you end up on the 15 down there where the big solar farm is, but on the other side.
Oh, right.
You're only 20 minutes outside of Vegas then.
Yeah. all done.
I mean, it cuts almost 30 minutes off your trip there, and there's no stress. This is what I like about it. There's no stress. You go by this railroad depot out in the middle. I mean, granted, there's not much out there, and you want to have a tank full of gas when you do go, but it's just really a fun, beautiful ride. I really enjoy it, and there's no stress involved, and you get to sightsee and stop, take some pictures, and it's so quick to the Coachella Valley. It really is. And not all that fighting over the grapevine, the traffic that's stopped halfway on the way home. You know, that one area where there's no off ramps now coming back from Vegas,
right,
on the 15. There's always traffic, stop and go traffic. But you don't hit any of that. It's really very, very cool. So actually, I probably shouldn't be promoting it, because when I go, then everyone's going to be out there. But no, really a great way to go. And again, it is a lot shorter, and it will get you back on the 15. And it's not that hard to figure out how to go that route. So, because it is through the Mojave National Preserve. So check it out online. You won't find it. It's not that hard to find. And speaking of Mojave, a sloping piece of the Mojave Desert that rises into rugged hills next to Joshua Tree National Park was bought more than a decade ago by a company that planned to turn it into a subdivision. Instead, the 640-acre property will become a protected area for hikers and mountain bikers and equestrians, and for wildlife from bighorn sheep to mountain lions. The Mojave Desert Land Trust announced the purchase of this parcel of land, saying it will manage the land until it's eventually transferred to the federal government for inclusion into the Joshua Tree National Park. So that should make a lot of people happy. This one stretch of area there, I can't imagine this big complex of homes out there in the middle of nowhere adjacent to the Joshua Tree National Park. So now this has been protected and saved thanks to the land trust. So that's always good news to hear. Yeah. Also in the news, tourism here. Palm Springs International Airport is often regarded as the easy, low-stress sort of place. It really is. I find this airport so easy to fly in and out of. However, it ranked number 5 for the top 10 worst airports to fly out of over the holidays. And this was in last year's ranking. And the reason for this, and we don't stop. I was talking about this with someone the other day. We don't realize that a lot of the flights get canceled before they even get here. And that's the problem.
Oh, right.
They never even make it to Palm Springs because they're canceled. And it's not because of Palm Springs International Airport. It's because of
prior to it.
Right. Weather that's happening in other places.
Right. Because we're just kind of jumping on the plane.
Exactly.
Kind of like a stop.
So we get upset because in the holidays, and remember, going the opposite direction, the same thing.
Right.
If you can't get into an airport, they're not going to take off.
No.
Yeah, from here, because they have nowhere to go. So we get canceled here. So because of us being the beginning and the tail end of going across the country in a lot of conditions there, the weather that's happening throughout the United States affects what happens here in Palm Springs.
Because our weather's just fine. We know that.
Yeah. I mean, when do we ever go? Maybe high winds.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, a couple times a year, flights might be rerouted to Ontario because of high winds. But otherwise, no. We're not good snow and rain and all that sort of stuff. So that's the reason. When you see some of these worst rankings like this for the holidays and such, it's not because of our airport. It's because of things happening in other airports that create a situation here. But the airport is also Palm Springs International Airport. They're going to have more ticket space. Yes, they're going to spend $20 million to expand the ticketing area. There is one area there in the airport that I didn't realize is a historic site. They have deemed it historic. There's a wall there that has a western facade. It's a Class 1 historic site. They won't be changing any of that, but they are going to add on more space to the east side of the terminal, about 27 feet, that will add more depth and more of a ticketing area. So, again, they're always doing something over there at the airport, which I thought the ticketing area was fine, but then I usually just print my tickets out online and walk right in, so
exactly.
I don't stand there.
It seems fine to me.
Yeah. Anyway, but so expansion is happening at the Palm Springs International Airport. And we also have some new air service linking Palm Springs from Canada. Canada tourism seems to be picking up just a little bit now. Air Canada Rogue landed at Palm Springs International last week and is servicing between Palm Springs and Toronto, a crucial portal for the eastern half of Canada. So that's good news for us and our Canadian friends as well. And that flight will be going back and forth until April 16th. So good news to get our Canadian friends over here into the Coachella Valley. Now, I'm sure all the other airports are thrilled to have Canadians going into there, but they don't really want to go from snow to snow. So our western areas down in Arizona, they get a lot of Canadians and snowbirds going in there, but their airport's a lot larger than our airport. And speaking of airports, LAX, yes, with the aim of improving travel experiences at Los Angeles International Airport, the Board of Commissions voted unanimously in favor of building a new concourse. Yes, the midfield satellite concourse will include 12 gates in its first phase of construction and serve as an addition to the Tom Bradley International Terminal. The concourse will afford LAX more flexibility and gate space, and passengers will be less likely to get bussed to remote gates. So they are adding another concourse over there. LAX is the seventh busiest airport in the world and the third busiest in the United States, according to the Los Angeles World Airports. Passenger growth has hit record levels, and that is good news, but the terminals have been crowded, so they are expanding at LAX. So the airports, you know, we hit all-time highs this past holiday season. The numbers are still coming in on how many travelers we had over the holiday season, but so many. And, of course, weather did impact a lot. People were stuck in airports. I'm so glad I wasn't going to Colorado because people were stuck at Denver International for a couple days. And did you see that mess on the news?
No.
Luggage everywhere.
Yeah.
But what do you do? I mean,
there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I saw a commercial where the girl just grabs a train ticket and hops on a bus, rents a car, and makes it all like it's not that easy.
No, because you just imagine if it snowed in, are you going to rent a car and drive in that snow?
No, there's no way.
Yeah, I don't think so. And us Californians can barely drive in the rain. I can't imagine us driving in the snow.
No,
yeah,
it's not happening.
So it's not going to happen. But anyway, speaking of airports, well, here are the overall satisfaction rankings of large airports. Coming in at number three was Las Vegas McCarran International. Coming in at number two, that is Tampa International Airport. And number one, Portland, Oregon International Airport had overall satisfaction rankings. Aren't you from Oregon, Sean?
Yep, I've been in that airport many, 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 many times. Way more than Palm Springs, I would say.
Yeah, I don't remember it being that large, though.
It is. No, it's a very big airport.
It is. I don't remember that. Where did I fly into? I think I went to... You know, I flew in and hopped a connector, I think, to Sun River I did. I don't think I spend that much time at the Portland, but I remember it being a really cool airport, though.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Portland's just kind of that place.
Yeah.
One of those places.
Yeah, it is. So they are number one. They get the number one overall satisfaction rankings for large airports. For the medium airports, coming in at number three was Fort Myers, a Southwest Florida International Airport. Number two was Buffalo Niagara International Airport. And number one was Indianapolis International Airport. So they didn't have any rankings for the smaller airports, and I didn't see Palm Springs on here anywhere, actually, so... That's too bad, but that's all right. We do fine right here. We're happy with our airport.
We are very happy.
All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're doing something completely different. Just this time, folks, bear with me on this because I want to give Angel View all the love and support we can give them because they do such amazing work here in the Coachella Valley. And even if you don't live in the Coachella Valley, you can support them. We're going to have Tracy Powers on. He's going to talk about their big luncheon coming up. This has a Paris theme to it. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. I'm Francoise Rhodes. Well, we are in the travel portion of the show, as I said earlier, but we're doing something a little bit different because it is the start of the new year, and I wanted to make sure this information was out there. And because I wasn't around on New Year's weekend, and here I am now, and this has a Paris theme to it. Do you see how I'm wrapping this all into travel? I don't know, Sean, why are you shaking your head? Anyway, I want to welcome to the show Tracy Powers. Hi, Tracy.
Well, hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm terrific.
I know. I know you look terrific in your sweater, and you're all just ready for the new year.
Well, you know, they give you something in a package. You have to unwrap it and honor people. So.
Yeah, and wear it. You have to wear it. Now,
at least it doesn't have a reindeer on it.
That's true. Yes, we are past the ugly sweater stage. Mm-hmm. Now, you have been with Angel View how long?
Oh, too long to mention.
Yeah.
And I keep threatening to retire, but 12 years.
12 years. And I say this, folks, in jest, because when I met you, you had, I think, it's been almost 12 years since we've known each other.
Oh, yeah.
And you came on board saying, oh, Francoise, I just wanted to do some part-time work. And next thing, now you... How many stores have you opened of the Angel View Marts have you opened since you've been here?
Well, I can't count because I don't subtract very well, but in 2004, when I started, we had 9, mm-hmm. and today it's 21.
That is incredible. That is just incredible. And they're not all here in the Coachella Valley.
No, I think it's 10 or 11 that are here in the low desert. And then we sort of started to run out of places to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in Temecula and Wildomar and Hemet and Lake Elsinore over the hill, which is where we're going today with my chief inspector on uh-huh. our field trip together.
Yes, he looks awful young to be a chief inspector.
Oh,
though.
But he knows everything.
He knows. And that is your son.
Yeah, my right. son Brennan is yes. here with us today. Which he's skipping school to go on a field trip.
Oh, there is no school today.
Yes, there is.
I thought they were out of school. Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. I'm totally confused. All right. I just drive by the school and I didn't see any cars this morning.
You don't have to deal with
anyway,
that.
Anyway, yeah. All right. I don't have to deal with that. So, okay. So that's 22 stores. How do you attract the customers? Do they know what Angel View is when you go outside the valley, or how do you educate them on what Angel View does?
Well, we, like any merchant, we promote ourselves. Mm-hmm. We use primarily radio, mm-hmm. and you probably hear us here in the valley. And, of mm-hmm. course, when we're over the hill, what we call over the hill,
yeah.
We're on radio over there also, the larger stations. So, and occasionally we do some television, and once in a while we do a personal appearance.
That's right, and here you are. Now, for those that don't, and I don't know, if you don't know about Angel View, then you are new to the valley. So for those that don't know about Angel View, tell us a little bit who Angel View is. What do they do?
Yeah, this is one of our big conundrums always, mm-hmm. is that our stores tend to be the public face, but right. the stores are only a means to an end. They are a fundraising source for us. But what we really do is operate 3 major programs that benefit people who are severely disabled. Mm-hmm. We have since the 1950s, we started in 1954, so since the 1950s, we have been a home to people who are severely disabled, who cannot care for themselves, their families cannot mm-hmm. care for them. So although we started out as one family, with one child who had polio back in 1954. Today, we operate 19 group homes. We are filled to capacity. That's 114 people who stay with us year-round. And we provide food, shelter, therapeutic services, doctor's appointments, and all of that sort of thing. We operate for the last several years. We have used our old hospital building as our adult disabled daycare site mm-hmm. up on Miracle Hill, in case you weren't yeah. sure of the name.
Yeah, okay.
In Desert Hot Springs. And so we're currently at an enrollment of about 80 people in the adult daycare program, and we have capacity for 105. So if you know of someone who has a family member who's an adult who's severely disabled mm-hmm. and needs something to do during the day, send them our way. We'll give you a phone number. And then last, and for today's discussion, most importantly, is our outreach program.
Right.
I know we're going to talk about the fashion show in a second.
No, but that's fine. But the outreach program's basically new. It only started maybe
four years ago. That's correct.
And instead of where everyone had to really come to you, now Angel View is going to them.
Yes. So mm-hmm. the outreach program targets families, particularly here in the Coachella Valley, who have children at home mm-hmm. who are severely disabled, who need services, and oftentimes just can't either find those services. We help them find services, or we provide services ourselves. And That is the one program that we operate that has no independent funding source. We must raise money for that program, which is why we're going to have a fashion show.
And it's so crucial. I know Sean's wife actually has been with Angel View for quite a while. She works in one of the homes.
She just hit her year mark.
Actually. Her year mark with Angel View. And I have to say, I have been in some of the Angel View homes. And I say this every time we talk about it. They feel like a home. I mean, people want to tend to think, oh, it's some sort of sterile medical facility type home. You walk in and the paint on the walls, the furniture, everything is so comfortable. It's home. It's home for your clients. It's home for these people.
That's right. We're family.
Yeah.
And we're family in a big way for some of our folks that live with us. You know, we used to provide services really only to children. And the service model has changed over the many years that we've been around providing these services, so that now children with disabilities usually get to stay home with their families. But as people age, it's tougher and tougher for families to take care of particularly disabled adults. So almost everyone that lives at Angel View is an adult today, and the children that we provide services to are out in the community living at home. But what that means is that because the business model has changed, Angel View has had to change along with it. And we have people, because we don't turn anyone away due to age, we have people that are up into their 70s that are living with us. We have people who have lived with us for 30 years.
I was going to say, some of the children that started with Angel View have
adults.
Just grown up. They're adults now, and that's a lot of your adult population, just the members. That's their home.
Yeah, I mean, would you turn somebody out simply because they turned 21? No.
Well,
we're
Angel
not
View.
Do that.
Again, folks, they do such a great job. The nonprofit organization. Of course, you have all the stores. You have the 22 stores, but everything you do, basically, for outside of the homes themselves, is again in the outreach program, is to raise money for the outreach programs for the homes. You have to have funds to keep all this going.
Yes, and you're talking millions and millions of dollars a year. This is not. It's not bare bones services. We are recognized at a variety of levels for the superior services that we provide, and it takes extra money. We're not institutionalizing anyone. We're out about. Luckily, we have benefactors that help us provide outings for the folks that live with us and the folks that are in the adult daycare program. We take them to Angels baseball games. We take them to shopping. We take all kinds of I know they just recently went to the Living Desert for the lights show over the holidays.
That's so much fun. Well, you want them to function. You want them to have a life. Just because you have a disability doesn't mean you can't have a life.
Yes. It's, it's why we hold a prom every year.
I know. Prom's so much fun.
Yeah. You've been to that. So.
Yeah. Again, a great job. And the website, all this information is on Traveling with Francois. So you don't have to worry about a phone number. But really quickly, the website is angelview.org. But again, everything is on Traveling with Francois. But now, again, we're talking about all these things that Angel View, all these programs that Angel View provides, the homes, the transportation, everything. There's food, clothing, all of it. Angel View, you take care of all that for your clients that are part of the program there. Funds, every year you have the big Angel View fashion show and luncheon fundraiser.
That's what's coming up away.
I got to be a model once. I don't know, but maybe one of these days I'll be a model
again. Francois,
you
were so disappointed because I don't know who did the models this year.
I haven't heard of Pete, but that's okay.
But they never invited me to model.
They didn't invite
so
you
don't
to
feel
model.
Bad
so
if they didn't call you
there
back.
There you go. We're just teasing folks. It's such a fun event. It's a fun event for a lot of reasons. Now, this year it's a Café de Paris. It's going to be a Paris theme.
Yes, you get to go to Paris and never even leave Palm Desert.
But you're going to Cuisteau.
Yes.
So,
and that's
love
pretty
Cuisteau.
French.
Very French. Now, what makes your luncheons, and see, you guys actually started doing this, and I know other organizations have followed you because it's so successful. You have the big boutique before the luncheon. The people, you don't even have to go to the luncheon. You can just go shopping at the boutique.
So let me explain That our fashion show is a little bit one-off from what you might experience. There are plenty of fashion shows that are fundraisers here in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
The difference with ours is that everything that you see on the model is available for sale at Angel View. We don't go, I mean, there are terrific retailers here that support these other fashion shows, but they are selling new goods and featuring things off of El Paseo and that sort of thing. So terrific.
Yeah.
But everything that you see at our fashion show is available for sale in our stores. And then in addition to that, we operate a boutique out on the patio at Cuisto. Let's hope it doesn't rain.
No, it won't rain.
We operate this boutique where we bring jewelry and shoes handbags and clothing.
Yeah.
And there are dressing rooms you can try things on. And so all of that comes from the stores also. And I know Shelley is running around even still today looking for things. She's pulling things. She's going to Bermuda Dunes. She's going to Palm Desert. She's going to the store out by UCR. And she's pulling out the great things that we have, and she's setting them aside. And then on the 26th in the morning, she sets up the boutique out on the patio at Cuisto.
And there's everything there, because you have a lot of designer clothes. You have clothing that still has the tags on. People buy them. They don't like them. They don't take them back. They give them. They donate them to Angel View. And you have incredible.
We are the lucky recipients.
You are the lucky recipients. You have handbags, incredible designer handbags, shoes, jewelry, menswear. You have menswear. You have everything. And it's kind of, people are so excited. That's what I love about going to the boutique. We're all looking through all these things. We feel like this find, we have this magical find. We're so excited because the prices are excellent.
Well,
we're giving back to Angel View. It's just a lot of fun.
And it's an event that has been going on for 25 years, something like that. Certainly predates me. And it started really when Mel Haber was the chairman of the board.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to hold it at Melvin's.
Right.
And eventually, we sort of outgrew that to Cuisto. And people like it because it's more centrally located than all the way over in Palm Springs. But it's become a kind of a different sort of fundraising event, because it isn't a stuffy sit at a table with a bunch of people you don't know and listen to speeches.
Yeah.
It isn't that.
No.
It's a party,
mm-hmm.
and you come and you can shop and
drink,
you know, you
and
can
eat.
Watch the models wander around if you want. You can drink if you
can
like.
Drink.
The bar
you
is
can
open.
Buy the clothes, too, that the
you
models
can,
are wearing.
Yes.
That's sometimes the models don't make it through the entire restaurant and someone wants to buy that.
Grabbing the clothes off their back.
It's fun.
I know. And we have some famous and near famous and high roller people that come to this thing.
Yes.
We're happy to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're tugging on my sleeve. Tracy, here's my charge card. Go out there and get
that
thing
for me.
I
want that. Yeah. It's funny. When I was modeling, I had, by the time I got to the end of the room, because you take up with the whole restaurant at Cuisto.
We are. And it will sell out.
Yeah. Oh, it sells out every year. But by the time I got to the other side of the restaurant, people were asking me, we want to buy that now. But I had already heard from someone else that it was purchased in the first half. So you kind of have to, the models have to start in
different directions.
I think
you should just, the next time you model, Francois, just step out of whatever you're wearing on your way back upstairs. To
Here you
change.
Go. Yeah. You know what? We'll auction it. We'll say, well, wait, the highest bidder. Again, it's so much fun. It's January 26th over at Cuisto Restaurant, right off the El Paseo there. Is Cuisto in Rancho Mirage or Palm Desert?
No, it's Palm Desert.
It is Palm Desert.
Yes.
Okay, I always get confused with that border.
Yes, and it is right off of El Paseo.
Right off.
Where El Paseo crosses 111.
Now, listen to this. Accessories from designers like Gucci, Chanel, Pucci, St. John, and more. This is just a taste of what you have. Clothing. I've seen Bob Mackie designs. Designs, Trina Turner, St. John, Escada, you name it. You guys have it all. You have tops and skirts and pants and jackets. And it's just everything. It's incredible. And then, again, same thing in your Angel View stores. You have such a gamut of what is offered at all the stores. Yeah. Some stores have more furniture than others. I mean,
depends on the size
of
the store, whether we have room for furniture or not. But all the basics are there. The clothing is all there.
Mm-hmm.
We never know what we're going to have from one day to the next. So we have people that shop us once a month, once a week, every day.
Every day, because they want to see what's
several
new.
Several stores every day.
Yeah.
And it really is a fun shopping experience to find the new thing
that
appeals to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you do such, Tracy, you do such a great job with the stores because they're very, they're comfortable, they're bright, and they always look fresh and new, and people tend to think, well, if I'm going into a resale mart, which is basically what they are, am I going to find dreary old dusty stuff? Your stores are just high-end stores that you do such a great job over there. It's fun. Yeah, people love to go poke through the Angel View stores. Yeah, I do all the time. And donate. I donate all the time, too. I'm always going – first thing I do is take whatever I have to Angel View.
Yes, yeah, and of course, we've just gone through the busiest – donation season.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness, over the holidays is just
crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
And thank goodness for those people who think of us and bring those things into the stores.
And bring in good things. Now, the luncheon, folks, the boutique opens at 10 a.m. It's open to the public. So grab your friends and come on over and shop. 10 a.m., you can just walk right through Cuisto and go out into the boutique the shopping mart, the plaza, and shop away. The fashion show begins at noon. Tickets for the fashion show are $95 each. You can buy a table. You can get sponsors. You are always looking for sponsors.
Yes. Oh, yes. And we have wonderful sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
We've been at this now for a couple of months getting ready for this. And, Jim Houston steps up, mm-hmm. and the Owen Foundation, Sherry Owen, steps up. Donna McMillan is on the list for sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
It's we really get terrific support.
It's a fun event. It's a fun event to raise funds for Angel View. You have some of your Angel View clients there.
Oh, they're going to be modeling.
They're going to be,
maybe that's why you're not modeling.
Yeah, see, I was ousted by a client. That's all right. I'll take that. You know, that one, I'll take that. That's fine with me. But it is. I always go, folks. You're going to have a great time. Again, January 26th, the Angel View Luncheon and Fashion Show, Café de Paris at Cuisto. It's going to be all about French. Well, not really, but it's a French theme. It's always a lot of fun. Everyone dresses up. That's one thing, too, about your luncheons.
Oh,
people dress
in.
Up
yes.
in costume to fit the theme of the luncheon.
Yes.
And decorate their tables to the maxes. I mean, it's really something. It's a lot of fun.
Yes. We have people who are going to dress as Sabrina or Holly Go Lightly or something. I don't know.
And you'll be wearing what? Are you going to wear a tux and a top hat or something?
Yeah, I'm going to dress like Maurice Chevalier.
Oh, very nice, Tracy. Very nice. And before we go, your stores are always moving around, but you're moving. What are you moving?
Okay,
you're moving something somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So, of course, we've been in business in downtown Palm Springs for decades on Indian Canyon.
Right.
And one of the oddball things about our business is that people donate all of this wonderful stuff to us, but still, because it's a treasure hunt, much of it goes unloved.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wrong size, it's the wrong style, it's the wrong color for whoever's looking at it today. We don't like our product to get too aged in our stores because it's the new things that are always exciting and fresh. So we operate a clearance center where basically everything is sold for a dollar.
Mm.
And several years ago, because we really needed that outlet, we took part of the space in the back of the Palm Springs store.
Right.
And dedicated it to this dollar store. But our business has grown to the point where we really can't house that business under the same roof with our regular store there. So we're moving that clearance center up on Dillon Road.
All right.
We're just about getting ready to open now. We're opening on Dillon Road in the southern end of Desert Hot Springs, just east of Indian Canyon, 64669
okay,
Dillon
so
Road.
I know a release will come out. Someone will send me the information so I can tell everybody where to go up there and just shop, take their dollars and go have a ball.
We're enlarging that. And along with it comes all of our transportation department and our offices. So I'm going to be up there.
Oh, you're going to be moving up there also. Okay.
Yeah, we all sort of hang out together.
I know you do. It's one big happy family. Well, Tracy Powers, thanks so much for being on. Love having you on. I'll see you at the luncheon on January 26th if I don't see you before at the new store.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be there.
Okay, folks. All the information for Angel View is on the Traveling with Francois website, but I will give you their website one more time, angelview.org. There's a phone number, too, if you want to write that down, 866-670-8666. That 866 866-670-8666. That's a lot of sixes. Or angelview.org, very simply. And again, this is one fashion show and luncheon you don't want to miss because you're just going to have a great time. Everyone has such a good time there. Thanks so much, Tracy.
And buy a ticket right away if you're interested you always sell in coming out. Because it's going to sell out.
Yeah. And if you want to sponsor, you can do that. And if you just want to go shop and you don't have time for the luncheon, shopping starts at 10 at Cuisto. It's a win-win all the way around.
Thanks, Francois.
Thank you. Okay. All right, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Thanks so much for, I know this is the travel portion of the show, but like I say, Angel View does such great work and it is the beginning of the year. And I wanted to make sure I didn't have time in the first hour to get their interview in with Tracy Power. So we did it this time, but normally this is the travel portion of the show. That phone number for more information is 866-670-8666, but all the information is on Traveling with Francois, along with our contest page, upcoming events and trips and all sorts of stuff. So don't miss it. And we want to thank Tracy for being with us. Okay, real quickly, ACT Adult Customized Tours. They have a lot of trips coming up besides a quartzite trip in the new year. They have Wheel of Fortune. They have the Malibu Getty Museum. They have some big international trips. I know they're taking 120 people, I think, to China. They have 100 and some people going to New York for the Broadway shows. Again, ACT Adult Customized Tours. They're going on the Quartzsite trip with me, Steve and Lalo. Should be. We're going to have a lot of fun, and that's on January 25th. So go to their website, which is ACT-tours.com. But again, all this information is on Traveling with Francois. Here's one trip that I'm trying to figure out how I can go on. I would love to go on this and actually do the new Traveling with Francois television show. They have 4 days in Nashville, Tennessee, and this is August 18th through 21. The Grand Ole Opry plus the historic solar eclipse. This is only $995 per person. Included are transfers from the Coachella Valley to LAX, airlines nonstop to Nashville. Check it all out. This sounds like such a ton of fun going to Nashville and being there with a solar eclipse. So that happens on August 18th through 21. Again, go to their website, which is act-tours.com, or their phone number is 760-322-1247. And again, all that information is on the Traveling with Francois website. And in Borrego Springs, they have coming up just shortly, and that is the film festival out in Borrego Springs, January 12th through 16th. They're having their own film festival. Everyone's having a film festival. All right, that's about it for us. We're wrapping up this first show. We've been all over the map on this first show, live show of 2017. Next week, we have Ann Woods from Kittyland, and then we're going to the Latigo Dude Ranch. You're going to hear about my experience there. We're having Randy call us from the Dude Ranch. You want to start booking your summer stay there right now. Everyone have a great week. Again, Happy New Year to you, because I didn't say that last week. And we'll see you next time. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. Oh, don't forget the TV show, Thursdays at noon and Fridays at 5:30 a.m. See ya. Bye.